Jim Taylor back on the High School Sports Spotlight on this Tuesday. We're talking with Rockridge senior Colin Schmidt, wrapping up our football coverage with the Rockets, and we carry over into the winter sports season with high school wrestling. Colin was a state qualifier last year as a junior at 220 pounds. First up, though, Colin, congratulations on a great football career at Rockridge. And I know most Three Rivers Conference coaches will say he's been playing forever in this league, but I know you'll say it goes far too fast. Have you let it sink in yet, the 4 years of football?
It hasn't really sunk in that it's over yet. You said it right. It went really fast. It seems just like a couple months ago that it was my freshman year and we were playing defense out there, but it went really fast.
Well, I told Coach Graves numerous occasions on our Sportsline program this season, watching you play with such a high motor on the field. And I was so impressed that day you played that Saturday afternoon game at Newman on the AstroTurf, and temperatures in the mid to upper 90s, probably felt like triple digits. Take us back to that day, and you played such a quality team, and you hung in there to the very end. But how was that the most challenging conditions you ever had to play under?
Yeah, that one was a rough one, especially this year with not having a huge amount of numbers on our team. It was so hot down there that people were cramping up and going to the next guy, and we were running out of next guys to go to because we don't have that much people.
Well, but you still, you know, watching you play, though, you hung toe-to-toe, man, for 48 minutes. Of a grinding football game. Kind of sum up your career at Rockridge. I know you'll tell me, and I agree that it ended 4 weeks too early. I get that, but still, I assume you have a lot of positive memories playing this game.
I do, yeah. My freshman year, I got to start on that really good team. I got to play defense with those guys, and then from sophomore year to now, I started defensive end and guard, and it's been nothing but fun here.
Well, and you look at the conference year you're able to put together, you fall just a bit short to Newman in a wild game. I know you played a wild game with Fulton again this year, and then another wild game with Orion. So even though you don't play deep into November, man, you look back to your senior year, and you played some exciting football. What about that?
You're exactly right there. Like, we didn't get the end goal like we wanted to, but you'll never forget the games like Fulton and Newman and Orion. Like, those are memories that we'll have forever.
You mentioned numbers. That's an issue everywhere, at least in this area. It's a concern. Why should kids play football? I guess a better question is, why did you play football, and why should kids play football?
I've grown up playing football my life, and football is just something that you don't get to play when you're older. You won't get this when you're 30 or 40 years old. Like, you got to get it now, and it's something that you'll never forget. And it's a lot of time and effort, but it's something that you won't regret when it's over.
All right, so you know how fast your senior football season went, right? I mean, it just flew by. So you take to the wrestling room today for the first official day. I know we're playing this interview back on Tuesday, but we're talking to Colin on a Monday. So you take to the wrestling mat for the first time in the 2017-2018 season here on this Monday, November the 6th. So I mean, how are you approaching this thing, knowing how fast the football season went your senior year, and now you get ready for your final year of high school wrestling?
I'm going to make sure I take no moments for granted. I know how fast it goes now for football, and I'm going to make sure I make the most of every opportunity that I have in my last year.
Yeah, and I know we talked about you wish you were still playing football right now, but the season over. How excited are you to get into the room and get to work? You were a state qualifier last year at 220 pounds.
I'm excited. I'm coming in a lot better shape than I ever have, and I think that's going to help me. We have a lot of good people here that are helping us throughout the season, and I think it's going to be a fun year.
So you were a 220-pound state qualifier last year. Tell us the process of, you know, the decision you have to make at where you want to wrestle at. You told me off the air maybe looking at 195 pounds. Just what are some of the tough decisions or things that go into making that final decision, I guess, for you?
Well, it helps that I'm coming in a lot lighter this year. Football with not having the numbers and playing so much, I'm coming in about 10 pounds lighter than I usually do. So I'm at the pleasure to make the opportunity if I want to go 220 or 95. And I don't know what's going to put my decision one way or the other, but we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, I know you have a great year either way in high school wrestling. We'll be following you there. And, again, wanted to congratulate you on a great four-year run at Rock Ridge, a great impact offensive and defensive lineman for the Rockets. Colin Schmidt, nice going. Good luck with the wrestling season.
Thank you very much.
And I'm Jim Taylor with High School Sports Spotlight.